You're listening to We Are STS, a podcast from the Department of Science and Technology Studies at University College London. Hi, everybody. Welcome to We Are STS, and welcome to UCL. I'm your host, Professor Joe Kane. This year, I taught a new course on podcasting as science communication. The idea was to explore that medium through an STS lens while also seeing how podcasting might fit into anyone's career thinking or skills portfolio. Is podcasting part of your future? We asked. The course built up to final projects with students submitting an episode for this very show. That means they did a lot of work, and they had to do a lot of explaining about how and why things came together as they did. Over the next few weeks, we'll be releasing some of the ones I really liked. It's great student work, and it's on all sorts of topics. To get us started, here's a story about hearing. More people are using more headphones for more things these days. They listen longer and they listen louder. What does all this mean for our poor, overworked ears? That's Darcy Watson's question, and it's an episode she titled Deaf Sentence. Darcy is just finishing her BSc in Human Sciences here at UCL. She's taken a few of my courses, and this project brilliantly blends her style of clever thinking, hard work, and a rich creative spirit. Darcy, over to you. The mic's live, and you're on.
My name is Darcy Watson, and in this episode, Deaf Sentence, We May Be Losing Our Hearing, we will dive into the ways our tech-centric lifestyles are impacting our auditory health, examine the environmental factors exacerbating hearing loss, and look at the expert tips on how to help reduce the strain we may be putting on our ears. The main question is, are we on the brink of a silent epidemic, or will innovation save us from a noisier future? Start with a quick experiment. Right now, I'm going to play a snippet of someone saying three numbers with some background noise. See if you can make out what the three numbers are. So, the numbers were 68, 52, and 94. Did you get them right? According to the audiology company Kind Hearing, if you have difficulty hearing some numerical values, it could be indicating the beginning of a reduction in your hearing. This is because people with normal hearing can usually hear the spoken numerical values well from the background noise, and difficulties only usually arise when the spoken numbers and the noise are being perceived as too similar. If you did struggle to hear the numbers, you're not alone. Hearing loss is becoming more common, even among younger generations. In fact, the World Health Organization states that by 2050, nearly 2.5 billion people are projected to have some degree of hearing loss, and over 1 billion young adults are at risk of permanent, avoidable hearing loss due to unsafe listening practices. So, why is hearing loss becoming such a prevalent problem? That's what we're here to uncover today. Today's episode is focused on whether modern technology is harming our hearing more than it's helping, and what we can do to help preserve our auditory health. To start, let me share a snippet from a conversation I had with a friend.
I'm in my early 20s, and I already have trouble hearing people in noisy restaurants. I've been using earbuds almost every day since I was a teen, and I can't help but wonder if they're part of the problem.
Hearing loss in your early 20s used to be rare. Now, sorry, or say that again, are becoming disturbingly common phrases within my own conversations with friends. Why? Let's dive into the first segment of today's show, how modern lifestyles are impacting our auditory health, with the help of an audiology expert, Charlotte Rogers. We're joined here today by Charlotte Rogers, an audiology expert who works for the company Cochlear. Charlotte, thank you so much for being here. Would you like to introduce yourself and what you're currently up to?
Hi, yeah, of course. So my name's Charlotte Rogers. I work for the company called Cochlear, as Darcy has just mentioned. I've had nearly a 30-odd year career in the realm of audiology and hearing loss. I trained as a hearing therapist way back years ago at Bristol University and then worked for Nottingham Audiology, working across cochlear implantation, pediatrics and adult and more complex areas of audiology, and then went on to become a senior lecturer in healthcare science audiology on an undergraduate degree program. I left there about a year and a half ago to come and follow up my audiological passion, which is cochlear implantation.
So glad to have your expert insight for today's episode then. So I'd like to dive into the first section of this episode centered around how our modern lifestyles are impacting our auditory health. The decibel scale is a way of measuring the different levels of sound and deem which ones are safe and harmful. It's logarithmic, meaning that loudness is not directly proportional to sound intensity. It just means that sound at 20 decibels is 10 times more intense than sound at 10 decibels, and would therefore be perceived as twice as loud. Sounds below 70 decibels, which is the sound of a normal conversation between two people, are considered safe for our hearing. However, headphones and earbuds can reach as loud as 100 decibels or more, and these devices have become a constant everyday accessory. So, Charlotte, what are we potentially doing to our ears with our prolonged use of them?
Well, what we know from the evidence base is that over time, prolonged exposure to sounds that we would consider loud, so loud such as reaching 70 dB toward 100 dB, over time, constant and prolonged exposure to those kind of sounds will certainly along the way potentially cause us some level of hearing damage. Everyone's individual, so it's quite difficult to be able to pinpoint exactly what that might look like. But the most straightforward example are perhaps people who've worked in heavy industry across the pattern of their careers, and perhaps they come to a point where they reach an age, more towards retirement age, where they begin to notice a dip in their high frequency hearing, and that can sometimes be related to noise exposure in their previous careers.
I think there's definitely also a lack of awareness about volume limits. I'm always listening myself to things as loud as possible.
So maybe listeners, check your volume now and see if you should maybe turn it down. A general rule of thumb is to keep to the 60-60 rule. Keep your volume at no more than 60% maximum volume and listen for no more than 60 minutes at a time. However, it's not just the volume of what we're listening to, but also the duration. The ubiquity of headphones and earbuds are due to our modern lifestyles practically demanding us to be constantly tuning into something, whether it be on a walk, commuting to work, going to the gym, doing laundry. We're always listening into something. Music, audiobooks, even this podcast you're listening to. Streaming platforms, such as Spotify, with its 626 million monthly active users, encourage us to listen for much longer than necessary. In fact, behavior scientists have analyzed the psychology behind Spotify Wrapped, a feature of Spotify which summarizes the listener's genres of music and statistics in a fun format, which results in people scrambling desperately to get those last few minutes and songs into their yearly statistics, even playing songs throughout the night to crank their numbers up. On that note of always listening into something, what about the fact that most of us are always surrounded by something to listen to, whether we like it or not? I'm talking about the impact of urban noise pollution for those who live in major cities. For example, here's a snippet of some audio I got in a street of New York, nearer the suburbs, if you can believe it. I'm currently in the city that never sleeps at night, on a random Monday evening in December. New York City and those who live in it are constantly exposed to high noise levels like this, even throughout the whole night, when it's vital for the brain to get some rest and quiet. In the movie A Quiet Place Day One, its tagline was, "New York gives off an average of 90 decibels. That is the volume of a constant scream." And it certainly felt that way when I was visiting there. You just felt like you were bombarded by constant spouts of random noise. And I don't know about you, but it probably isn't the best idea to be surrounded by the equivalent of a constant scream all the time. In fact, at noises of 30 decibels, it's reported that sleep disruption will occur. At 55 decibels, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, non-auditory negative health effects such as stress-related illnesses and high blood pressure can occur as well. And then prolonged noise above 70 decibels is when you begin to damage your ears and result in potential noise-induced hearing loss. Any loud noise for just any amount of time above 120 decibels can cause immediate harm, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Being close to a siren, as one is in New York sometimes, might create conditions of 120 decibels or more. So bearing all these facts in mind, I guess it raises the question of whether living in a busy city will eventually affect your hearing health. The constant exposure to traffic, construction work, and crowd environments, as you mentioned, no doubt place long-term stress on the ears and exacerbate hearing issues. So, Charlotte, do you think being surrounded by that constant noise in cities like New York and London will have an impact on the long term on residents?
Yes, it certainly can do, and it can certainly do that in a number of ways. If you go back to the research and the evidence, it's not only an issue when you talk about things like noise pollution, but sometimes it can also be an issue around noise pollution equaling stress and equaling everyday concerns and chronic stress issues. And because people then become very tired, and when we become very tired, we can then develop lots of other multiple health issues. But certainly constant exposure to traffic and construction work, crowded environments can certainly place long-term stress on our hearing mechanism.
That makes sense. By living in a city, it's noise maybe putting extra stress on our body, leading to subpar general function, as you mentioned, which in turn could impact our overall health, including auditory. I read that also on some tube lines, the sounds can reach over 110 decibels, and yet less than 1 in 10 of tube users regularly or sometimes use hearing protection whilst commuting on them. Plus, according to Tinnitus UK, it was reported that 35% of people with tinnitus say their condition was caused by being around loud noises. So they suggest that the number of people with tinnitus will grow by 500,000 over the next decade due to our urban environments. It's also interesting, Charlotte, that you brought up the fact that noise can be putting this potential stress and tiredness on our bodies, leading to further issues. Because there's been several studies that have found that exposure to noise, primarily from traffic sources, may affect the central nervous system and brain, thereby contributing to an increased risk of neuropsychiatric disorders such as stroke, dementia, and cognitive decline, and neurodevelopmental disorders, depression, and anxiety. In fact, in 2002, there was a scientist known as Babish who originated the idea that there could be these two pathways through which noise could affect human physiology. The first, a direct pathway, encompassed effects that emerged through high sound pressure levels, and found that loud noise will damage the hair cells, sensory receptors of the auditory system, and disrupt sleep. In fact, approximately 16% of disabling hearing loss in adults worldwide has been caused by the effects of high noise via this direct pathway. So our modern lifestyles are obviously potentially having an impact on our auditory health, whether that be our listening habits, where we live in the city, or even what job we work as. However, today's world has also given rise to advancements in technology that could potentially be ameliorating the effects that we've put on our ears. So Charlotte, what do you think about the role of tech in addressing these challenges, like noise-cancelling headphones or hearing restoration innovations? Do you think that the future innovative technology will move fast enough to catch up with the damage current technology might be causing our ears?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question, Darcy. I think there's a lot to consider there. The use of noise-cancelling headphones can certainly be very handy and very useful in certain given environments. However, to kind of come back to your example of the tube, for most people, they aren't travelling on the tube all day, every day. So for that short blast of time, even if you were someone who was commuting that line and you were doing that for, 5 to 10 years, the chances of that damaging your hearing potentially is quite low. However, it's still incredibly relevant to think about hearing protection and using the technology that we have available to us now in order to help us protect our hearing and our ears in the future. It's just how far you stretch that and how far do you go. So there's some great technology at the moment that's kind of really just emerging in the realm of a hearing aid manufacture and hearing aid dispensing, where they're looking at things like, for example, the Loop product, where you're using something like an earbud and you can have some attenuation so that you still allow some noise to come in your ears, but you dampen that sound down effectively. So innovation all the time is catching up with our health needs. The question around future technology, I guess, you know, if we think back 20 years, you could use a noise cancelling headphone, so you could use ear defenders and that would block out all sound, or you could plug your ears that would block out an amount of sound. Whereas now we're reaching a point where actually you can start to begin to choose the amount of exposure to sound that your ears have. So it's very clever stuff. And probably 20 odd years ago, we would have talked about hearing enhancement being more prevalent than access to sound through hearing aid devices or cochlear implant devices. So it's interesting that we are following that way.
Yeah, the progression of our technology is so fascinating. And I even read some research about scientists potentially producing bioengineered hair cells to regenerate hearing loss, which is really interesting. But I think, as you mentioned, most of the time, noise-induced hearing loss is preventative. So we should really be looking more about like the public awareness of how to protect our hearing health. So that concludes the first part of today's podcast, where we looked at how modern lifestyles might be impacting our auditory health. We'll be back after a short break with Charlotte, where she'll be sharing some top tips on how to protect your hearing. Welcome back from the break. We are once again with Charlotte Rogers, our audiology expert, and we'll be discussing how to protect your hearing health. Noise-induced hearing loss is mostly preventable. What can we do to protect our ears in this tech-saturated world? Do you have any top tips for current ear protection during our daily lifestyles?
It's really sensible and really important to consider noise levels in whichever form we might consider that for. So for example, we have a lot of personal tech now that we use and we can stretch to our own personal preferences around loudness exposure, around volume, around being able to pick out individual small sounds in pieces of music that we might be listening to a podcast that we might be listening to an audiobook. So it's important that we consider the noise exposure that creates for us. And if particularly as we move more towards working, if we think about, for example, an open space and an open plan office, if people are using earbuds all day in order to be able to focus on their work, what are they playing into their ears and how loud is that sound? And also that there's a concept in audiology called signal to noise ratio. So if you're trying to listen to something, you want the signal of that sound louder than the environment around you. So often that can cause us to keep turning the volume up to be able to hear that signal more clearly than the sounds around us. So it can become really important to consider that and think about those challenges and those issues in order to protect our hearing in the future. And with ear protection in daily lifestyles, it makes sense if you know you're going out to a gig or you're going somewhere very loud, it makes sense for us to really consider and think about how you can protect your hearing in that environment. The World Health Organization brought out some standards, I think that was around 2015, looks at six particular elements of organizations and places where you should adhere to particular standards around trying to protect the people in that environment and their hearing within that environment too.
The particular environment of a concert that you mentioned is a big thing, because it's been reported that on average, only 23% of attendees use hearing protection at live music events, where safe exposure times can be as short as 1 minute and levels can reach over 112 decibels. So it's really quite dangerous sometimes. I wonder if in the future earplugs will be to our ears what sunscreen is currently to our skin, like a daily important form of preventative care.
They might be. Yeah, that would be really interesting.
Who knows? Maybe in 20 years' time, we'll look back on us and be like, why were we not protecting our ears more? So just one more question, Charlotte. Should tech companies be doing more to protect us? How much should tech intervene? Should we let our devices override personal choice? For example, imagine your phone stopping you from raising the volume too high, or earbuds that automatically pause after an hour. Would the cost of our freedom of choice be worth the future price of losing our hearing?
Wow, that's a great question. And AI fits in so much to this, doesn't it? Do we end up in a position and in a future situation where perhaps we have a near-worn or ear-level device where that particular device engages and understands the usual environments in the pattern and routines of our days and seeks to then attenuate the sound around us? So if, for example, a normal speech comes in at roughly around the level of 60 dB across all our hearing frequency, do we at that point suggest that we have a near-worn device that then dampens the sound maybe by 20 to 30 dB, depending on the environment that we walk into, from leaving the house, walking to a tube station? And AI potentially has the capacity to be able to change all of that for us. But it, again, you know, coming back to your freedom of choice question, I think that's very challenging, because sometimes the more choice we have in these devices, the more stretch we have. And sometimes the more you're able to then stretch the capacity of a device like that, arguably we could expose ourselves to louder and louder sounds depending on personal preference. So awareness is key in this piece.
It's interesting you mentioned like the hearing devices that could potentially dampen loud sounds, because I can imagine at dinner, if I'm chatting too much, my parents would probably turn theirs down on purpose. That concludes today's interview with Charlotte. Thank you so much for joining me today. Your insight on hearing health has been really, really fascinating. So thank you.
Thank you. It's nice to talk to you.
May not be music to your ears to hear this, but protecting your hearing health is a really important investment for the future. And there are so many just easy adjustments you can make to your daily life, such as following the 60-60 rule, or using apps like Decibel X or the built-in in-health monitoring tools in your devices to track safe listening levels, or even just giving your ears a break, spending some time in quiet environments to allow them to recover from overstimulation, are all just simple changes that will benefit you in the long term. As Charlotte said, it all depends on how far you want to go in your level of protection. For example, even your casual daily activities such as blow drying your hair could damage your auditory health, as some hair dryers can reach 95 decibels at high speed, and using one potentially every other day could impact your hearing. Only 8% of people do admit to using hearing protection when drying their hair, and whilst earbuds may feel a little excessive, maybe just be more aware of how close you're placing the hairdryer to your ear canals. Your wariness of noise doesn't have to be a drastic thing, but rather it should be more of an awareness of your choices. Like, you can actually choose to listen to music at 60% max volume rather than 100%, or make sure you use the earbuds handed out at concerts for some of the louder sets. For those of you that may be DIYers, power tools such as drills can reach 100 decibels, which is 30 decibels over the safe sound level, and only 26% of DIYers admit to regularly or sometimes using hearing protection. So again, just another adjustment to bear in mind. You can easily put on some headgear whilst working on a project. Motorcyclists are also putting themselves at risk of tinnitus and hearing loss when out on their motorbikes, with only a third regularly or sometimes using hearing protection. There are several options to adjust your journey on this mode of transport, like wearing a full-face helmet, which provides better noise insulation compared to open-face or half helmets, or invest in some specialized motorcycle earplugs which reduce noise from the wind. In general, just be more aware of what daily activities you partake in that you might not at first realize have some dangerous noise levels. You may not notice, but your ears certainly do. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. Death sentence. We may be losing our hearing. Remember, your ears are worth protecting. Until next time, keep listening, but safely.
I bet you didn't even know that hearing health was a thing, but now you do. You know, Darcy's story got me checking out the settings on my own headphones to see if the tech could work for me rather than against me. And I'm much more aware now of just how much time those headphones are blasting away. I've got to plan in more rest and less noise. Well, maybe you will too. If you know someone interested in the things we do here in STS, please ask them to get in touch. Maybe it's medicine, technology, and society. Maybe it's podcast making or the impact podcasts are making on our communities and our conversations. Or maybe, just maybe, they're interested in the history of communication and they want to study things like how new tech changes the way we interact. These all fit under the umbrella of Science and Technology Studies, or STS. We are a thriving community here at UCL, and there's always room for more. Music today included two pieces, Rollin' at Five and Spyglass, both by Kevin MacLeod, and both from the website incompetech.com. We Are STS is the production of the Department of Science and Technology Studies at University College London. If you want to find out more about the show, listen to past episodes, or give us some feedback, just visit us online. Here's the address. It's ucl.ac.uk/sts/podcast. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. We'll have another episode ready soon. Until then, just remember, there's knowledge to be found just about everywhere, and that together, we are STS. Bye now. You've been listening to We Are STS, a podcast from the Department of Science and Technology Studies at University College London. Subscribe to the show and join us online. The address? ucl.ac.uk/sts/podcast. And folks, ironically, while we're recording the show today, they decided to do some hammering work out on the street. So they're pulling up the pavement. And all through the recording, this is what we've been hearing, just the hammering away of stuff. It's been so frustrating. But there it is. That's life here in STS. Always a joy, always a challenge. See you soon.